Paul Webster, blacksmith with the Duluth Forging Community, is on the line. Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
How are you doing this fine day?
Wonderfully. Thank you very much.
Very cool. And we are here to talk all things blacksmithing and a special event coming up this weekend. So first, for listeners, explain, when I say Forging Community, and that you're a nonprofit, just give us a little background of who you are and what you do.
Well, in 2012, we needed a better place to forge than my personal smithy, as there were a lot of us starting to happen. I had about 7 different people with work in my forge. What I did was I took names of everyone who had worked in my forge. We formed a board, and then we went through the laborious task of becoming a 501c3. And we looked for somewhere other than my forge to have a shop,
mm-hmm.
where we could all come and practice the skills, and then we could possibly even have more people come in and, you know, execute our core mission, which is to advance blacksmithing and to bring more people into the craft.
Right.
So we got Mark Poyer from the Armory had just let a friend know that there had been some serious damage from the flood of 2012 to the old Perkins restaurant building. And he and I got together and we hatched a plan to create a space
mm-hmm.
where we could do this forging, you know, and I was just pleased at his flexibility and the ability to punch a 6-foot hole in the ceiling so we could ventilate our forges.
That is some flexibility. we're gonna take over your building and punch a hole in the. So I didn't realize that was like grass roots. I thought you had already had a place, but you were looking for a place.
We needed a home for sure.
Right. Yeah. And so now you are a very active nonprofit, and your funding comes from you do all kinds of. What are festivals and events throughout mostly the summer, and you do fundraisers. So,
yeah.
And so your members, is it just members or do you have classes or how does that work?
Yeah, here's the deal. So the way we set it up was you could start out as a student, and after 28 hours of class, a student can jury in to become what's called a crafter member if they're accepted by three or four instructors. If their work is juried in, they get the rights and privileges of crafter, which means they can sell their work at our events, they can work toward becoming a teacher, and they can come in and forge on their own private stuff anytime there's fire in the forge. So you basically buy a membership, pay some dues, and become a crafter member. After a while, then we like to put people through their paces, and they could become instructors and eventually possibly board members.
Nice.
So there's always some attainment, and occasionally we have people graduate and kind of become their own blacksmiths, and, you know, we're not worried about competition. There's
right.
plenty of work out there.
Right.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. And so the event that's coming up this Saturday, the 5th, tell listeners about it. It's called a taffy pull, but it is so far from the candy taffy. It's all
there
about blacksmith.
No,
yeah, this is such a cool event, and the public is welcome. And the blacksmiths from the forging community are going to be conducting this. It's more of a demonstration. It's not an interactive activity, correct?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. We will sign people up for classes at the event. But this is really kind of a spectacle. So what a taffy pull is, in metal terms, is, you know, when someone puts some heavy coil springs, the kind that, you know, you might find under a railroad box car or a big truck or a car, you put those in a really, really big fire and you cook them till they're nearly white hot. Then you grab two ends of it and pull, kind of like a taffy pull.
Yeah.
But you stretch out the spring steel, and then you can make any number of things out of it, from dinner bells to tooling, you know, punches and swedges and things like that. You can turn them into knives or what have you, but it's a nice grade of steel to work with.
Oh, that is so cool. And so you all will be demonstrating that from 5 until 9 p.m., being dark is a good thing to see the spectacle of it. And
exactly.
And you have made this fabulous brick pizza oven, and that's going to be there, and listeners and visitors can create their own pizza in the brick oven.
That is correct. We are selling this oven as a fundraiser to help us in the move from the old Perkins restaurant into the Armory, and we're expected to, and we've agreed to come in there, but the move is going to cost a little bit, so we've,
right,
besides our usual fundraiser, we decided to get creative and build a wood-fired pizza oven. We currently have not yet put the art on it. We're planning to artify it at some point after the busy summer season is done, perhaps. But people will actually, I think we'll have fire in the oven at, or pizzas in the oven by 6.
Okay,
so sweet. People can come early, like at 5, and watch the setup process. We'll be setting up the pit forge, or the giant fire, to soften up the springs. But 6 o'clock is when the actual chowing down begin. And yes, you may build your own pizzas. We can cook about 3 pizzas at a time in there.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun.
So the fire for the taffy pull is going to be out in the parking lot?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Oh, cool. Let listeners where all this activity is happening, in Duluth off of London Road, if you can share the address.
Yeah, it's 1325 London Road, the old Perkins restaurant. Anyone can spot the profile from a long way off.
Right.
And you'll probably see all the smoke and fire, too. But yeah, we're right down there across from the Rose Garden parking lot on London Road.
And nice.
Yeah, there'll be a pile of people in the parking lot.
Excellent. And listeners can follow you on Facebook, Forging Community, and you should pop up, so any other information can be found there.
That is correct.
All right, Paul, you are so full of awesome information. And next time when we have more time to actually talk details, I would love to have you in studio or on the phone again and really dig deep into this blacksmithing and the work that you do, because I know you work with veterans and that you're all about expanding this craft and not letting it die. And it's just so fabulous. We just don't have time today to talk about it. But I wanted to make sure that listeners know your event's happening this Saturday, August 6th, 5 until 9, or is it 10?
10 o'clock.
Until 10 o'clock.
The latest will run.
Okay, excellent. Yep. So come and see some amazing blacksmithing happening. And, of course, come and make a pizza, talk with some professional blacksmithing, and help out their cause if you're able to. That's amazing. Anything else we didn't share? I know we're short on time, but any last thought that listeners just really need to know?
Well, I just would want to thank anyone who's willing to come and show up and see what we got going on. So many people are surprised by what's actually happening right down at the bottom of the hill.
Right?
That's
so amazing. Thank you, Paul, for checking in so early and for letting listeners give them a little tease here of what's happening. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Michelle.
All righty, you have a great rest of your day.
All right.
Yep. Bye. Yep, bye. Paul Webster with the Duluth Forging Community. Doesn't that sound like a super unique, fun opportunity? So if you're around Duluth, or if you want to just pop in for some dinner and support a really, really neat organization.